The U.S. House of Representatives passed the bill, which its authors contend will grant the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms additional enforcement tools while protecting law-abiding citizens.
It's just another step at making it easier for criminals to get access to guns. We don't think that this helps law-abiding gun owners. It doesn't help law-abiding gun dealers. It really is a step in the wrong direction.
Jerry Bonavia with the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, or WAVE, disputes the assertion from North Carolina Republican Howard Cobble that his bill allows ATF to go after gun dealers who are truly breaking the law.
If you look at the language of the bill, it actually strips power from ATF and really ties their hands in a number of situations, prevents them from going after the few rogue gun dealers that are really the source of so many crime guns in our country.
Bonavia maintains the bill's part of a package of pro-gun legislation drafted by the National Rifle Association, and she says Wade is hopeful that the bill will die in the U.S. Senate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.